So what kind of disciples then, having looked at Andrew, are we called to be? As individuals and as a church community? What skills and resources do we have that at this time we can offer to God to use? You've been presented with some opportunities for service this morning. Think about them prayerfully and consider. How can we best signpost, appoint people to Jesus Christ as the one who truly meets their deepest needs? Much thinking has already gone into our church's response to Woking's existing and changing needs. And that, I believe, is where the concept of the Foundry came from. But we all need to find our role and do our bit. A tidal wave is made up of lots of drops of water. Some of the things that we may do may be high profile. Some may be done entirely behind the scenes. It never ceases to amaze me in church life how often, when someone moves away or dies or is forced to rethink their lifestyle, how churches then suddenly discover all those behind the scenes things that people did. In my first church, there was a lovely lady, very quiet, shy, retiring lady called Mary. And I think about 4 years into my ministry there, Mary sadly passed away. And for a whole year, actually I think just over a year, things that always just used to happen, like the clean tea towels appearing in the kitchen and the special flower arrangement on a particular Sunday and the stuff going to the food bank, all those things just suddenly stopped happening. And every time something like that stopped happening, people would say, "Oh, that must have been something that Mary did." But she had for years just quietly got on with it and done it. But it was amazing what a contribution she had made to church life in so many different ways. I expect she wouldn't have seen it that way. I expect that she probably thought she didn't do very much. But actually, all those things kept coming to light as the sort of the wheels came off the carriage, because we were so used to Mary doing things. So some of the things that we are called to do are high profile, and everybody knows that we're doing them. Some of the things that we're called to do are much quieter, much less obvious, but no less essential and important, and no less of a service to God. So what is it that each one of us is called to do at this time, or called to be at this time? Not for the good of this church, but for the good and the progress of God's coming kingdom in this place. Let us pray.